السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and tonight we also have many listeners over Radio Ansar. I have recited this Naat Sharif many times in this masjid, since it captures the scenario, it captures the state of the Muslim Ummah. Therefore, it will cost nothing if we have to listen to it again. It was written by the late Hazrat Maulana Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and it was a desire to go and read it at the Rauza Mubarak, at the graveside of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But when we say graveside, it doesn't mean Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him a kind of a hayat which we cannot understand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that when a person reads, the meaning of which hadith sharif is, that when a person reads salat salam from a distance, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got angels that roam about. Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahi. So they roam about, they travel around, and whenever a person recites durood salam, they carry it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they convey it to him. It's the fastest communication which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his greatness and his mercy, has provided for the believers without any payment of any kind. Because many, many people in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be very, very desirous of going to Madina Sharif, but they will not be able to afford it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made this arrangement. And I explained this many times, but because many new listeners, that we must not doubt these things. Because we know that the technology has advanced so much these days that you press a button here and you can talk to any part of the world. Within seconds, your voice reaches another part of the world. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got angels that do this or perform this function and duty, then why should we have any kind of doubt? Nevertheless, so that is for those people who are reciting it from far away. But he says that when a person recites Salat and Salam at my graveside, at my Rauza Mubarak, then I listen to it personally and I respond to it. Now this again is a haqiqat, it's a reality. We must truly believe that he is responding. So this was written so that he may go and read it there. He had many opportunities before his passing away, but he didn't get the opportunity of reading this at the Rauza Mubarak. It was found under his pillow. But it is really something that touches the hearts. This is a majlis of zikr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his fazl, has given us the tawfiq to get together to take his mubarak name. So the flavor of the different programs is different. If it's a tafsir program, then we are going to discuss the verses of the Quran Sharif, the shan and nuzul, when it was revealed, where it was revealed, and what are the ahkam or laws that we derive from those ayat, and what message has been given there. If it is something that we are discussing with regard to Hadith Sharif, it's a lesson and dars on Hadith Sharif, then we will discuss all the different aspects of that Hadith Sharif, of that saying of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of that action of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. If we are discussing Tajweed of the Quran Sharif, then there we will discuss all the rules of the Tajweed. If that majlis and that program is of discussion of Palestine, of Chechnya, Bosnia, Africa, Sudan, whichever country we are discussing, then we will discuss those things. So every majlis has got its own flavor. We must not think that that is the only thing. And nobody can be a jame these days that he does everything that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did to perfection. He was the only one that on the one hand he is a mufassir of the Quran Sharif, he's making tafsir. The Quran Sharif is being revealed to him and he's making tafsir of it. Then we have his ahadith, his sayings, his teachings. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a muallim, he's a teacher. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching what? He's teaching everything. To the ummah, he's teaching everything. Then he's a mujahid also. Look at the different battles in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam led the ummah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the other hand, if you look at his tahajjud, his ishraq, his chasht, his awabin, his ibadat, his zikr, his tilawat, so many different things, he did it to perfection. Now which one of us can do it to perfection? What we will say that in our times, it's not possible for every person to be doing everything. This is a major mistake that we make, that we point fingers at people, that you are only teaching in the madrasa. Why don't we see you doing some relief work and some welfare work? And the other person who's doing welfare and relief work will say, that's the only thing you are doing. Why don't you sit down in the madrasa and teach? So somebody will be doing that, somebody will be doing that. There will be a distribution. Different people will be doing different things, but we must be all complementary and supplementary. That each and every person must consider himself as working for the government of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person who is sweeping the street also, if you have to ask him who you're working for, he will say, I'm working for the municipality, I'm working for the government. And the person who's sitting in parliament, he's doing work for the government. The person who is in the cabinet, he's doing work for the government. The person who is in the air force is doing work for the government. And the person who is in the Navy, South African Navy, is doing work for the government. But each one is doing his own thing. But they all consider themselves as working in cooperation, hand in hand, for the government. So in the same way, for the defense of the, just as for the defense of a country, you require different forces. You require the Navy, you require the Air Force, you require soldiers on foot. You require so many different departments for the defense of a country from foreign invasion. And each and every one has to do his job. You can't move this whole group away to another place. There will be thousands of people sitting only on computers. They don't move from their places. They don't move. Now, if those people who are fighting the battle in the heat and in rain and in wind and in cold, if they have to point fingers at those who are on computers, and they tell them that you leave your place and come here. Can't you see how we are suffering in the cold here? And you are sitting there with heaters on a hot day. They say you got air-conditioned room and here we are fighting the battle. So you leave all your computers and come here also. Now we know that those on computers, they have to work out the logistics. They have to, how much of trucks to send here, how much of food to send there, how much of this to send there. So they all have to work in cooperation. Everybody is supplementary, complementary. But all of them are working for the defense of the country. In the same way, for the defense of the deen of Islam, and for the propagation of this deen of Islam also, you require people in different departments. There will be people who will be doing propagation, inviting people towards the deen of Islam, calling them towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there will be people who will be teaching them the deen of Islam. They will be giving them basic teachings, the intensive Islamic study courses they will be doing in some institution. Some people will be teaching at institutions, somebody will be waging jihad, somebody will be doing this, somebody will be doing that. But all of them, they will have classes for hifz, for the memorization of the Quran Sharif. We will have tajweed and qiraat classes, we will have welfare associations and organizations. We will have different organizations doing different kinds of work. But each and every one of them must consider themselves as supplementary, complementary, that we are doing that same work. So there is no need to point fingers that you have done only this much and I have done so much. That is what brings pride and arrogance. We must consider each and every one as supporting our work. So this is a majlis of zikr. So that is what you must expect, that we will be having zikrullah. Now if somebody is wanting to listen to the problems of the ummah, and what is happening in Africa and in China and in America and in England and other parts of the world, so there will be different forums for that. And we have different programs for that. Now this is a majlis of zikr where we normally have the Naat Sharif, little bit of zikrullah and dua. So this Naat Sharif, as I said that you may have heard it many times before, but it really captures the state of the ummah. So don't worry about the voice. I've mentioned this many times. They are beautiful readers of Naat Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala increase their beautiful recitation. However, this is a 60-year-old man reading. So you must expect croaky voice, but listen to the message. Nabi Akram Shafi Azam Dukhe Diloka Payam Lelo Nabi Akram Shafi Azam Dukhe Diloka Payam Lelo Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye Khade Hue Salam Lelo Nabi Akram Shafi Azam Dukhe Diloka Payam Lelo Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye Khade Hue Salam Lelo. Oh, the most kindest of all prophets, Nabi Akram. Oh, the supreme interceder. Nobody can enter Jannat, paradise, without the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On the day of judgment, when he is going to intercede, then the reckoning will commence. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the supreme interceder. We believe in his intercession. And each and every one of us are desirous of that intercession. Sinful ones like us, where can we go without his intercession? We seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness. But we are seeking through the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala is the one who is going to forgive. But if Allah ta'ala himself is saying that you must seek the forgiveness through the intercession, then what problem do we have with that? Shikasta kashti hetez dara nazar se roposh hai kinara shikasta kashti hetez dara nazar se roposh hai kinara nahi koi na khuda hamara khabar to ali maqam le lo nabi akram Shafi Azam Dukhe Diloka Payam Lelo Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye Khade Hue Salam Lelo. Take the message of these afflicted hearts, our broken hearts, our shattered hearts. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been troubled by the whole world. Islam stands for morality, for honesty, for truthfulness, for purity, chastity. That is why Islam insists on so many things which the Western world cannot understand. And they consider that as a violation of rights. If the young person wants to watch a filthy film, he wants to see all the haram on the television and on the internet. Now the Western world and our governments throughout the world, they will say if he's mature in age, then you cannot restrict him. He's over 18, so you have no right to stop him. It's a violation of his right. If the person was to indulge in homosexual relationship, it's his right. It's a violation of his right if you have to stop him. So many other things, it's a violation of the right. And there we will say that the right is not absolute. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever He has said in the Quran Sharif and whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in his ahadith, that is the right of the person, the individual. Allah is the creator, He will give rights. So now the world cannot accept these type of things. Tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade huye hai, salam alaylo. We have been troubled by the whole world, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying at the Rauza Mubarak. The whole world is against us. They don't want Islam. They've got no problem if you make your salat in the masjid 5 times a day and go home and sleep, they've got no problem. But if you say Islam in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, in the schools, in the colleges, in the universities, in the parliament, in the cabinet, there must be Islam and Islamic law and Islamic teachings implemented, then the Muslim governments have got a big problem with that. They cannot accept that. Even though I'm talking about the Muslim governments, then what about the other governments? So, tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade huye hain, salam alaykum. Just picture yourself standing there at the Rauza Mubarak and reading this. Allah Ta'ala has given us imagination. We use this power of imagination for so many haram things, fantasizing about haram. That is what our time is spent in these days. Why don't we fantasize about standing at the Rauza Mubarak, of going through Jannat, of a connection with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of being in Madina Sharif, of being in Makkah Sharif, of all the good things. So picture yourself reading, saying it there. This is the condition of the Ummah. Tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade huye hain, salam alaykum. And then he says, shikasta kashti hai tez dara. Our ship is wrecked in mid-ocean. The ship of the Ummah is wrecked in mid-ocean. And the water is also rising so high. The storm is raging. The current water is rising so high that we cannot even see the shore from where we are. The boat is in a dilapidated condition. Water is seeping in. The passengers are in fear of drowning. The ship is in danger of sinking. That is the condition of the Ummah. And the best part is that, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we don't even have a captain. We don't have a pilot. We don't have anyone to steer us out. Everyone is claiming that I am the pilot of the Ummah. I am the captain of the Ummah. I have got solutions to the problems of the Ummah. Everyone is offering solutions. But we know that how much of those solutions are those very things which are the causes of the decline of the Ummah. Those very solutions which are offered, they are the cause of the decline of the Ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much emphasis he places on segregation. Mahram and ghair mahram. Those who are strangers to a person, that means you can marry that girl any time in your life. She's a ghair mahram. How much of emphasis Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam places that without real need, without it being your profession where you have to see patients, or without being the need in your business to deal with them and talk to them and sell and buy, or whatever is there is a need, that is a different item. But to get them together to have parties and functions, and we say that is a solution to the problem of the Ummah. Give them enjoyment, give them entertainment, let them get together. We must not look at just our little community, we must look at the world at large and go and see what is happening. Wherever there will be ladies and girls, young girls dressed up, then they will have plenty of help and assistance from the young boys for those projects. Listen to me carefully what I am telling you. That you have a project and you want to launch something, and it is an Islamic project, and you invite the youth to come and assist you in that project, you won't find many. But you say all the girls will be coming there too, and then see how many flock there. And then on top of that, we will say that the function was a great success, great success. So are these the solutions we are offering to the ummah? We rather start small, but let it be according to the Quran and Sunnah. Then you will see barakat, you will see noor, you will see rahmat. If not, that then it will destroy our ummah even further. So he says, shikasta kashti hai tez dara, nazar se rupoosh hai kinara. And we don't even have a pilot. Nahi koi na khuda hamara. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, intercede on our behalf. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to change the condition of the ummah. That is what we are saying at the Roza Mubarak. That intercede on our behalf. Beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah. We get many letters where people are becoming disillusioned with Islam, with deen. Many letters, not one. Every day there will be somebody complaining. That thousands of people are going to Makkah Sharifa. Hundreds of thousands. In fact, millions are going to Makkah Sharif, Hajj time. And if you have to count all those that go throughout the year. And millions are going to the Roza Mubarak, Madina Sharif. And millions are fasting. And they are making dua for the Ummah. Then why is it that the dua of all these pious people at the Roza Mubarak and also at the Multazam is not being accepted? So I've explained this in my different programs. That if you have a son who is disobedient to the father, he is disobedient to the father. He has abused the father. He has sworn the father. He has hit the father. He has done things which has caused great amount of hurt to the father. Now the people are going to the father and they are telling the father, this is just by way of example. Allah, we must not consider this like exact Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being the father. But what I am saying is that by way of example, now the people are going to the father and they are telling the father that forgive this son. He is your son, please forgive him. After all, he is your son, forgive him. Now the father will say, I want to forgive him. And I'm sending messages to him through so many people that just tell me, father, daddy, I am sorry. That is all. I'm sending messages to him via so many people that go and tell him, just tell me one time, oh my beloved father, I am sorry. But the son says, who am I to say sorry? He's arrogant. He doesn't want to say sorry. He doesn't want to come to the father and say that I made a mistake. Forgive me. So then will the father forgive him? So the whole world is going to Makkah Sharif of the pious, they are going and saying, Ya Allah, forgive the Ummah, forgive the Ummah, forgive the Ummah, remove the difficulties, problems, hardships, change their condition. They all are saying, oh Allah, change it. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that when they don't want to change themselves, they don't want to change themselves. You can keep on praying for them, but they don't want to change themselves. They don't want to give up their adultery, their fornication, their wine, their women, their drugs, their drink and all the haram that they are engaging in. They don't want to change their lives of fraud and corruption. They don't want to change their lives of vices and evils. So Allah Ta'ala says, I am prepared to forgive. I send the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to them to go and tell them, ask for forgiveness, turn towards me. I am ready to accept you. No matter how far you may have gone, even if you have committed kufr and shirk, read the kalima and come back into Islam and I will accept you. Who else will do that? Take the first few steps towards me and see how I raise you after that. Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive and accept. But the ummah doesn't want to change. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala will not change the condition until they change themselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. So that is what we are saying, that this pilot, there's no pilot also on the ship. Now can you imagine a ship in that state? What will be the condition? قَدَمْ قَدَمْ پَيْ هِي خَوْفِ رَحَزَنْ زَمِي بِدُشْمَنْ فَلَكْ بِدُشْمَنْ قَدَمْ قَدَمْ پَيْ هِي خَوْفِ رَحَزَنْ زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن زمانہ ہم سے ہوا ہے بدظن زمانہ ہم سے ہوا ہے بدظن تم ہی محبت سے کام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو ایوری ٹرن this fear of being hijacked or murdered, being murdered, being killed, being destroyed. Zami bhi dushman, falak bhi dushman. The earth has become our enemy. The heavens, the skies have become our enemy. On the ground we find guns are being used, shooting. The cannons, the trucks, all kinds of ammunition is being used. The bulldozers are being used to demolish the homes of the men, women, children, innocent ones. Uproot them. The earth has become our enemy. And if you look up, then bombs are raining. Missiles are raining. All kinds of bombs. What kinds of bombs were thrown in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in other parts of the world also? What hasn't happened? Zami bhi dushman, falak bhi dushman. It seems as if the whole world has become disillusioned. Ya Rasulullah says, take our salam.
Kabhi taqaza wafa ka hum se Kabhi mazaqe jafa hai hum se Kabhi taqaza wafa ka hum se کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے خبر تو خیر الانام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے تم اپنے دامن میں آ جا آقا تمام اپنے غلام لے اکرم شفیع اعظم दुखे दिलो का पयाम ले लो, तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो.
The gist of which is, we are going to proceed now with some zikrullah. It carries on, but just what I just read now, the gist of that, just in few sentences. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ummat was for the benefit of mankind. Mankind, we're not talking about Muslims, for mankind. In the different fields, the ummat was to benefit mankind. And the most important field was to invite them towards good and stop them and restrain them from indulging and engaging in things which are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala, because He is our Creator, to stop them from haram. That was the duty of the Muslim Ummah. But he said, what a stage have we reached in our lives that neither are we of benefit to anybody and nor is anybody of benefit to us. The whole world has become nothing but a matlabi dunya. Nothing else but matlab, selfish interest. If it benefits the country in any way, it will give aid, it will give help, it will give donations, it will give everything. But if it doesn't help and benefit that country in any way, then they're not interested in you. If they can get your oil wells, they can get your money, they can get your economy under their control, then they will show great interest in your economy. If not, then nothing. So from the government level to selfishness, self-interest, nothing else. And from the individual level also, if we look at it, then we are only interested in ourselves. How can I gain? But how can I assist and help and benefit others? That seems to have left our dictionaries. There are exceptions to the rule, but general condition. In fact, we cause more harm to people these days. If we can't cause any benefit to reach anyone, then at least don't cause harm. But if we have to look at our lives, there's nothing but causing people harm. Every way you find people are being harmed by us. Then we say that the people don't like the Muslims. How can they like that Muslim when he's causing them harm? How can they like that Muslim? And we must forget helping and assisting a Muslim just because he is a Muslim. Islam stands for justice. If the neighbor is a Hindu, he's a Christian, is of any other faith, and the Muslim is on the wrong, then we have got no right to assist and help that Muslim. We must support and help that Hindu, that Christian. That is Islam. And that is what brought people into the fold of Islam. Look at Islamic history. How many incidents of this nature? But we will say no. If he's a Muslim, whether he comes 1 o'clock in the morning and hoots outside the house and disturbs that whole neighborhood, whatever it may be. But we are going to support him because he's a Muslim. So brothers, we have a lot to learn, a lot to learn. It's not just after reading a few books we think that we have become masters of all sciences. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. Without action and practice, speeches will be just empty words. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں
اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ موسٹ لونگ اللہ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ وی ایکسٹینڈنگ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو مائی بلوڈ اللہ Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, day and night we have sinned. My beloved Allah, the ni'mats, the bounties, the blessings of yours, we use those very blessings and bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience, the ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience, the ni'mat of speech for your disobedience. How much haram we have seen with our eyes, how much haram we have heard with our ears, how much haram we have spoken with our tongues, how much haram we have touched with our hands, how many haram places we have walked to with our feet. My beloved Allah, all these were great bounties of yours, we used for your disobedience in abundance. But my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, something that you hate most is justification of sins. Ya Allah, we are not justifying our sins, we are acknowledging, we are confessing. And we are confessing before one who really loves forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You are the one who blessed us with sight. How can you be the one without sight? My Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of the tiny little ant. How can you not be aware of our movements? You could have seized us there and then. For our life is in your control, our sight in your control, our hearing and speech in your control, our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Ya Allah, how many young, fit, healthy people suddenly depart from this world. My beloved Allah, our life is in your control. My beloved Allah, therefore we are asking you for forgiveness of all sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are making sincere tawbah from all our sins. Change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to perform our salat 5 times a day, to give zakat if due, to fast in Ramadan, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our wives, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, the Muslims, the non-Muslims, our society. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, bless us with a life in which there is nothing but honesty, truthfulness, sincerity. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. My Allah, watching haram, listening to haram, speaking haram, has caused our hearts to be engulfed with evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, these hearts which were given for your love and for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Allah, we have filled these hearts with all kinds of evil. But Ya Allah, you have given man the technology of transplanting hearts. Spiritually sound heart, what is it difficult for you to transplant? Oh my beloved Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our hearts. Ya Allah, forgive all our mistakes and our errors. Man has made computer chips which have got millions of pieces of information. But they have also got a delete button, my Allah. When one press of the delete button can wipe out all that information. Ya Allah, what is it for you to press the delete button of our sins? Where Allah, humare gunaho ke upar delete button daba de. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing day and night. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with the light of taqwa, with the light of iman, with the light of yaqeen, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikr and ibadat, with the noor of hajj and umrahs, with the noor of service to the poor, to the needy, to those who are poverty stricken, those who have been stricken by disasters. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of service to mankind. Oh my beloved Allah, put into our hearts the love of good deeds and put into our hearts the hatred of sins. My beloved Allah, we have begun to love sins. My Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Don't seize us because of our evil actions and deeds. My Allah, don't seize us because of our actions and deeds. My Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat, of mercy, of forgiveness because of our sins, then you tell us, where do we go? Ya Allah, which are the door is there that we can tap? Which are the home is there that we can beg? My beloved Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But if you have to reject, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy, then you tell us, my Allah, where do we go? Tere siwa habara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi habara nahi. By Allah, there is no one for us besides you. May Allah bless us all with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, wherever they may be, Ya Allah, give them complete cure from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, remove the sicknesses and diseases of the entire mankind. Ya Allah, so many different kinds of diseases are engulfing us. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and problems that mankind is facing around the globe. Ya Allah, whether they be in Africa, whether they be in America, in Europe, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Kashmir, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Palestine, wherever they may be, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, their hardships and their problems, especially of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, give each and every person hidayat. Bless each and every person with Iman and Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. But Ya Allah, those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds that they will never accept. And they will continue with the persecution and the torture and the tyranny and the oppression and the suppression of the Ummah. Then, my Allah, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Oh, my beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those children who have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents, my beloved Allah, give the parents the understanding that they have to give the children the proper upbringing. And to remove from their homes all those things which have brought about the destruction of the morals of the children. My beloved Allah, our homes have become flooded with so much of evil. How can we expect the children to grow up pious and righteous? My beloved Allah, make us role models for our children. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal and remove their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, give us a life of respect, of dignity, of honor. Oh, my beloved Allah, remove the suffering of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with trust in you, with tawakkul in you. Bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you. My beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Give us such taste and such enjoyment in this bond, that Ya Allah, we distance ourselves from all things that are sinful, all things that are shameless, indecent, obscene and haram. My beloved Allah, we have to die. There is no question of remaining on this earth forever and ever. And we truly believe that there is a day of judgment. We truly believe that there is a day in which we have to face you, we have to answer you, we have to account for our deeds and actions. My Allah, we don't have any capital for that day. Ya Allah, we are empty-handed and death is going to come. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands. Ya Allah, when the angel of death visits us, let it be in a state you are pleased with us. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the time of our death, my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our businesses, in our lives, in our time, and in every bounty of yours. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All his life he prayed for us. How much of sacrifices he made for us. How much of sacrifices he made for us. How much of his blood flowed in Ta'if, in Uhud. He used to stand whole night in prayer, praying for us. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as that he made for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, of family members, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Hajjatul Wida, the du'as that he made for us with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the du'as that he made after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the du'as that he made whilst making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, the du'as that he made under the Mizab e Rahmat, the du'as that he made in Hatim, Ya Allah, the prayers that he made at the Multazam, how long he attached himself at the Multazam. His tears flowed, his ihram became wet with his tears. Ha, by Allah, who was he praying for? The du'as that he made behind the Muqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made at Mina, and especially at Arafat from Zuhr till Maghrib, that masoom, sinless Nabi, he extends his hands and he begs, and he begs, and he begs for the Ummat, begging for us, my Allah. How much tears he shed there, and the du'as that he made at Muzdalifah, and all other places, and all his life. Ya Allah, whatever goodness he asks, bless us with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, and fitnas that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, those who have passed away, fill the graves with Noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul qadim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Huzur Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tafel mein mere Allah hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Hum na qabil e qubool hai phir bhi qubool farma. Hum jaise bhi hai gande hai siyakar hai nalayak hai nalayak hai lekin mere Allah qubool kar ہمیں اپنا صحیح معنی میں بندہ بنا لیں. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلم تسلیما. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.